I call this material a ponum. I named the plastic ponum. In the continuity of the old people, when the Europeans first came to Aotearoa, they bought glass bottles, and our people called the glass ponum. And our people asked the Pākehā, where does this come from? And they said it comes from sand. And they said, ah, hene tūhoanga, it's the same narrative as us, of the sandstone woman pursuing potini, and it's the same. I take that relationship a step further and I call this the new ponama. Yeah. So I'm taking something that we treat as trash and I give it the most precious name we have, the kuru ponama. It's led me to believe that this material here displays two qualities, like ponamu does. It shows the quality of light and the quality of water, the waiora, the source of life. We can't exist without these two things. We have to have a real proper relationship with the plastic and all the stuff that's going on in our environment. We have to have a relationship with it. In the Moananui, though, it's a big subject. What keeps washing up on the beach and clogging the beach? And yeah, it is. Go around the world making my art projects in these, the work that I do, so that the people can see the plastic through my eyes. I believe that fear and doubt can't exist in these kind of environments. It has to leave the room. Yeah. There's no dark corner in the corner of the house, for the light is too bright now. That's what the plastic's doing. It goes into the corner of the house. So fear and doubt, they have to leave. And there's only love. We are in the business of making extraordinary moments. I'm making a kaitiaki figure 5 meters tall out of plastic bottles, talking about notions of kaitiakitanga and of the ocean. And I can say to, without ego, that I invented this Māori art tradition. I am the inventor of it. Yeah. And I'm the only one on the planet who does it at the moment. And like many people of my generation, carving whakauro was an outlet for us to express our Māoritanga, our Māoriness. It was a way for us to say that we are Māori, was to carve, and to gain respect, self-respect, and respect from other Māori. The two things that I believe that have kept Māori people going this far is resilience and wairua. I think it makes Māori people vastly wealthy, and this tonga tupu iho, a treasure to be held, and never turn our back on it.